Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. With the election just days away, both candidates for the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts are going all out on the campaign trail. This afternoon, Republican incumbent Scott Brown campaigned in Boston's North End with former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren holds a rally tonight in Lowell. And they've both been reaching out to unions. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Martha Coakley showed 2 years ago that when you run for the U.S. Senate, it's not enough to get union endorsements. Most unions endorsed her, but an exit poll by the AFL-CIO found that 49% of the union rank and file voted for her opponent, Scott Brown. Elizabeth Warren is working hard to make sure that doesn't happen again. One argument she uses is that Brown has taken votes against creating union jobs. Here she is this fall addressing a huge room full of union organizers and rank-and-file union members in Dorchester.
The president proposed a jobs bill that would prevent the layoffs of teachers, of firefighters, of police officers all over Massachusetts and all over the country. Scott Brown and every other Republican voted no. And then a week after that, the president proposed another jobs bill that would have supported 11,000 jobs here in Massachusetts, mostly construction jobs, repairing our roads and bridges and things that need to be repaired here. Scott Brown and every other Republican voted no.
Brown says he voted against the measures because they would have increased taxes. He addressed the issue recently at a pizzeria in North Andover.
So you think you have a jobs bill, you think, oh my gosh, that's going to create jobs. It doesn't tell you that it's really a tax bill and it's going to tax $450 billion out of private sector and businesses like this to give to the federal government in an effort to, you know, increase government spending.
Back at Warren's union lunch, there's a big guy listening with rapt attention to her. He has pickup tattooed in Gothic letters on his forearm. It's not because he drives a pickup. It's because that's his name, Ray Pickup. Warren is counting on people like Pickup to bring union workers around.
She has no voting record yet, so you don't know how she's going to vote, but she's one of us. And you can look in her eyes and believe when she says it that she is one of us. She has kind of become kind of like underdog around here. You know, she's standing up for the people, and she's one of us.
He's for us is the signature line of Brown's campaign, but Pickup doesn't buy it.
He wants to be like one of us, and he will never be one of us, because he's not in the middle class. He is not. He is not one of us.
But when Pickup tries to persuade people to vote for Warren, he comes up against Brown's argument.
You know what I mean? He sits there and says he's from Massachusetts, so vote for me. Elizabeth Warren is not from Massachusetts, so don't vote for her. That was one little angle that a lot of people look at. You know, she's not from Massachusetts, so she's not one of us.
Pickup doesn't buy it.
I drive a pickup truck.
He's a glazer.
And no one's going to be fooled by the pickup truck, and no one's going to be fooled by the Carhartt jacket like everyone was before.
And Pickup feels that he has an easier time winning over people for Warren than he did 2 years ago for Martha Coakley.
Scott Brown has voted against so many things that we stand by, and that's a track record now.
One of Brown's former colleagues in the state Senate, Steve Tolman, is now the president of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO. At the Democratic National Convention, Tolman joked it's his job to talk to the white guys to win them over for Warren. He wouldn't repeat that in a recent interview, but he did explain why he thinks Brown got the votes of so many union members 2 years ago.
Scott Brown, in his re-election to state Senate, was just endorsed by the state AFL-CIO. And during that time, Fred, he worked across the aisle with the Democrats. I was in there. I worked with Scott on several different issues. Scott never hid the fact at that point that he was a Republican, and he was frankly pretty proud of the fact that he was a union member.
But Brown still has union support, in particular, many police unions. At an event in Milford yesterday, Brown was surrounded by police officers.
And we worked to try to make sure we get the tools and resources to give our law enforcement the ability to do their jobs and do them well.
Among the people in the audience was Milford's police chief, Tom O'Loughlin, who was drawn to Brown not so much for his support for police officers as for his independence.
I believe that he does come from the center, and that's where I come from. You know, I'm not tied to any one philosophy or any one political approach. You know, conservative as it relates to economic things, and then on their social programs, you know, I tend to lean where you help people as best you're able to. So, and I believe that's where he comes from.
But it wasn't just police officers who were there. Hopkinton firefighter Cass Pierkowski also likes Brown.
The independent voice and, you know, just being able to use common sense when we make our decisions.
The professional firefighters of Massachusetts have endorsed Elizabeth Warren, but Pierkowski illustrates the challenge union leaders have in peeling rank-and-file union members away from Scott Brown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.